Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we went to commercial break. Crowder reconnected. We talked with him. He was laughing about how he was telling his story about Crowder's Corner, but we weren't reacting because that's because he had disconnected. And then right as we were going on the air here, he seems to have disconnected again. Or he forgot that the segment is starting. One of the two. But.
Hello?
Oh, it is because he forgot the segment is starting. Here he is. Not that he disconnected. You just walked away?
Yeah, I had to reboot, and then my kid tried to wash the dog, and they let him run outside, and he tried to escape. Man, I'm dealing with a lot right now, man.
I mean, he disconnected, and then he came, and I'm like, we talked to him, so he must have disconnected again.
What part of my good story I just told y'all did it zonk out? I was jacked up.
I don't think we heard but the first line or two, so let me just set it up real quick again. So most people, you get excited if there's a food item named after yourself, right? Yes. Sometimes at a restaurant, you can get a booth. Right? They have the Scarface booth at a restaurant, or they may have a booth that's named for a person. You had Crowder's Corner where?
At Little Diamonds. It's before there was Queen of Diamonds. There's all these strip clubs now. Now it's called G5. I think he played in the league for a while, like Antonio Bryant bought it, and it's called G5 now. You can look it up on the internet. But it used to be Little Diamonds. And we would all, me and my buddies, would go down to South Beach. This one, Privé, the Fifth. What was it? Nikki Beach was big. Crowbar, the Forge. Like, I'm old. Hell, I know these places are old. But we'd leave there about 2 or 3 in the morning, and we head north. But from South Beach to Davie, right in the middle was Diamonds, because it was right there on, like, 441 and Miami Gardens, right there by Tootsie's, like, under the highway. So we'd always stop there and eat afterwards. But we were on South Beach for 6 hours, so I was toe up. So we'd get there, I walk in, we'd order food, and I would go dead to sleep. They'd put me on the couch. They put ropes around me like the VIP area. I'd be roped off in little red velvet ropes, and they let me sleep for 2 or 3 hours, sleep off, and, you know, wait till the food comes. My buddies would eat, and then about 5:36 in the morning, they'd wake me up. They'd have my food ready, and I'd get in the car and eat on the way home. It was beautiful that I had Crowder's Corner to sleep in, and I love that Lou Will had the Lou Will lemon pepper wings at Magic City. That's called respect.
The insanity of being able to fall asleep at a strip club on a consistent basis is so disturbing to me that I can't even begin to tell you.
Talk. And to be honest, these strippers probably now, they're 50, because this is 15 years ago. So, yeah, they're 50, 60 now. They have grandchildren, but...
No, they're about 35. Let's be real.
No, Jack. No, Jack. No, Jack. I always like an old woman. I like a woman with some goals in life. I don't like the little goofy ones talking about they're going to nursing school. I never talk to them. You're not going to nursing school. You're lying. Leave me alone. I want the old one with 3 kids that is working for a reason. But when I woke up, they'd be like, hey, here. And they'd give me, like, if I had a stack of ones, they'd give me my money back. They'd be like, hey, when you went to sleep, here goes your, you had 100, here goes your money, you know, thank. And I'd always tip them, like, oh, thank you for watching out for me. And I just always take a nap. Man, what's wrong with a nap? Kids take naps. Old people take naps. What's wrong with a 22-year-old ball player just taking a nap, Hawk? You have a problem with
inside
me taking
a strip club? Yes, very much so. I have a very big problem with you taking a nap consistently. Inside of a business establishment.
Maybe people used to watch out for me.
I mean, what are you eating? You are smacking your lips for 5 minutes now.
I was moving my stuff around.
What are you eating? Come on. What did you have during that commercial break? You had a peanut butter sandwich.
No, a charcuterie tray. You know I'm a big charcuterie guy.
There's no way you had a charcuterie tray.
I do, man. I make little trays. Break. Man, I had some. What is it called? Wasabi, soy sauce, almonds. And I had some sharp cheddar little chunks. And I had a little turkey slice.
Sounds like a Lunchable. All right, let me give everybody the stock market update.
It was an expensive-ass Lunchable. I think you hit it on the head, Hawk.
Market has closed. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 373 points today.
Ooh.
S&P 500 up 21 points. And the NASDAQ up 57 points, which is a record close for the NASDAQ. It closed at 10,998. It is almost as just 2 points away from 11,000. A very good day on Wall Street. So we always enjoy that.
That's 3 days in a row, big homie.
Yes, sir. And a good day for Panthers fans. They hung on and beat the Islanders. So there will be a game four. Let us get some headlines with Alejandro Solana.
There will be a game four Friday. We know for sure. The time is still to be determined.
All right.
The NBA, they announced that they have extended their zero positive COVID-19 tests among their 343 players since results were last announced on July 29th.
Excellent news. Excellent news.
Yep. The Miami Heat, they picked up a big win versus the Boston Celtics yesterday, 112-106. That means they move 1.5 games back of the Celtics for the 3 seed in the East, and they improved to 10-4 against the Eastern Conference's top 6 teams.
And they did it without Jimmy Butler, which is great. Mm-hmm.
Goran Dragic, he came up limping late in that game yesterday. His x-rays were negative after the game yesterday, so good news for the Dragon. The Heat play the Bucks tomorrow.
David Dwork. David Dwork, who covers the Panthers for Channel 10, he just tweeted out 7 seconds ago, Panthers-Islanders Game 4 will be noon on Friday. Noon. I almost want to take the day off. I want to enjoy the third period as a fan. The third period, yesterday, today, I'm doing it while the show is on, and that's going to happen Friday too, another elimination game.
I'm down.
Take off.
Yeah.
opposite opinions. I said don't take it.
Albert Wilson, he opted out of the 2020 season for the Miami Dolphins. He's the second Dolphins player to do so.
All righty.
The Marlins, they play a doubleheader today. Both games are 7 innings long only, beginning at 5. So game one is at 5 p.m. We have Eliezer Hernandez starting for the Fish at 5 p.m.
All right. Craig Minervini is going to join us this hour. We could talk a little Marlins. I kind of want to talk Panthers now that we still have a series.
Finally, guys, the Field of Dreams tribute that Major League Baseball had planned for August 13th, about next week, between the White Sox and Yankees has been canceled because of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
They postponed it till next year, actually.
Yep. Gotcha.
Let's get to weather. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy.
Anything forming?
Yeah, and that rain is forming. Still no rain here, though. Actually, looks like a beautiful day in El Salvador.
So not forming.
I mean, it could be forming. There could be some clouds up above me that I don't see
right
now.
But you just said, yes, the rain is forming, and then said, it's actually a beautiful day here.
Well, I have to correct you there. I said rain may form in 5 minutes. That was about an hour ago. Now,
No. I just asked you now, is the rain forming? And you said, yes, could be forming.
It may
and
be.
Then you said, actually, it's not. It's a beautiful day.
It is right now. When I look outside my window, beautiful sunny day here in South Florida. Rain may form, however, in 20 minutes.
Why? Why 20 minutes?
It's what I'm being told right now, thanks to our
I think your weather is just a big crock of bleep.
You and Dan Day are talking about the weather. Dan Day's your insider.
Haven't you guys learned by now to not question my weather reports? They're pretty spot on normally.
Not really. Patrick Ewing is 58 years old today. Does anyone remember, I'm sure you do, where he played his final season?
We did this before. Houston. It was somewhere weird.
Orlando.
Yeah. There we go.
The Orlando Magic.
Hey, I'm telling you, if you're not confident in your appearance, pull up a picture of Patrick Ewing and you'll go through the roof.
Use that as a funhouse mirror.
Yes. Man, I'm not confident this Friday. Oh, there goes Pat. Yo, I look good, baby. Look at
There's
Pat.
A story I saw in USA Today. 100 famous, I won't go through them all, obviously, but 100 famous NFL players who played for teams you forgot about. Okay? See how many of these guys you know. I'll just ask you a couple. Mm-hmm. Do you remember who he rushed for in his final season? Sean Alexander, the running back.
Whew. Redskins.
You're right.
It was.
You are right.
Yeah.
Because everyone remembers him with Seattle.
Seattle.
How did That's you know what,
it,
that?
It was him and Mike Holmgren. They won the Super Bowl in Seattle together. But then he went to the Redskins
when
they
lost.
Washed.
I think they lost to the Steelers, didn't they?
How did you know that?
Yeah. That was but
there's another running back.
Whatever year that was, Hawk, that was like my college times. Like I was,
right.
I was in
Uber.
I was into end of football then.
Here's another running back, Jerome Bettis.
Oh, the bus was always in Pittsburgh in my mind.
So he was always in Pittsburgh. He won the 1993 Offensive Rookie of the Year honors with
Cardinals?
The Rams. The Los Angeles Rams.
The bus was in LA. Yeah, I would never. I don't got that.
I didn't realize that. So he opened his season with the Los Angeles Rams? I mean, he opened his career?
I don't remember that.
He hates Los Angeles Rams?
He hates me, but yeah, I don't remember that either.
Yeah, he played for the Rams in Los Angeles, then one season with them in St. Louis, and then the next 10 years with Pittsburgh. How about Drew Bledsoe? You know that he got replaced by Tom Brady in New England. He was dealt to Buffalo. And then?
After Buffalo. Who? No.
You have any idea, Solana?
Tennessee?
The Giants?
Believe it was Dallas.
You know, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ended his career with the Dallas Cowboys.
I remember that. He was washed. His knees didn't bend. He was running on stilts.
That's always tough for a quarterback. Do you remember who Dez Bryant practiced with? He tore his Achilles, so he didn't play a game.
Seahawks.
The Saints.
Saints. I knew it was an established quarterback. It was, And he didn't get – and you know what? Didn't the Saints bring in Brandon Marshall, too? They were just bringing in old receivers at the time.
It was just Sean Payton goofing around.
Yeah, playing. He's bored in the offseason. Hey, let's bring in all the
Reggie Bush. Now, we know he played for the Dolphins at one point. Obviously, you remember him in New Orleans.
He went to Buffalo.
Do you remember
– Buffalo after
Yes.
Us. Yeah,
I That's
knew
right.
That
he went to Buffalo
Yeah.
and rushed for – -3 yards in his final season.
Yeah, it wasn't USC Reggie Bush in Buffalo. We'll say that.
That's when you know it's over. What about Larry Zonka, Dolphins fans?
Zonka went to the AFL and had to come back, correct?
No, didn't Zonka. It wasn't the AFL. It was
the USFL.
Was it that?
It was I believe Zonk left and had to come back, and I don't know when he came back.
No, it was a World Football League.
The World Football League. That's right. But do you remember who he? Well, he ended his career with the Dolphins. He signed with the Dolphins with his final season when he was 33 years old. But after he left the Dolphins, went to the World Football League, fizzled out because the World Football League fizzled out. Do you know where he played the next three seasons?
No.
The New York Giants.
Zonk
I mean, nobody thinks. Yeah, nobody thinks of Zonk as a New York Giant.
No, I'm gonna go fishing with him in Alaska soon, and I didn't even know
he
was at the Giants.
Are you really gonna go? Do you know? Do you have that planned?
I've talked with him. My dad, Rick Randy. You know, he played with Zonk, and he turned seven. My dad turned 70 in 2 years, and he wants to go on a fishing trip in Alaska. So I've reached out to Zonk and just kind of felt the waters out to see if I could bring Big Randy to Alaska to go fishing.
Because he loves that. That fishing stuff, Zonka is like Mr. Outdoorsman.
Yeah, I'm way better than him, but he likes it, though. He does like it.
Let's see here. I know you're not better than him, by the way.
Bro, I think I'm the best ex-athlete fisherman in the world.
Oh, come on. Ed Reed?
Buffalo, because that's when he coached.
No.
The Jets, wasn't it?
His final season in 2013 was divided between the Texans and the Jets.
Yeah. I remember when the Texans, but I don't
remember that Jets. At all.
Yeah, he made one big play and then his knee gave out.
Jason Taylor obviously is on this list for his season with the Jets,
Redskins before that.
That's right. Zach Thomas, remember obviously where he went?
Oh, Zach. Yeah, first he went to Dallas and then he went to, oh my goodness, where was Zach at after that?
Kansas City.
KC. Didn't play a snap.
Kansas City.
Yeah. All right. Zach's last 3 years hurt me. I'm not going to lie. They hurt me.
Little trip down memory lane there. But Patrick Ewing, 58 today. A lot of people don't remember his time with Orlando. I imagine he may not remember his time with Orlando. Craig Minervini is going to join us in the next segment. Craig Minervini does the studio shows for the Marlins and the Panthers. And great news, Panthers fans, they live to see another day. And Marlins fans couldn't believe what happened yesterday. Pablo Lopez was lights out, and Marlins had their bats. Solana told us at the beginning of the show Pablo Lopez was practicing in the hotel room by throwing pillows, which, if you were listening at 2 o'clock, is absolutely absurd. He was throwing at a pillow. He was not throwing pillows. But Solana argued that he's right. He was throwing pillows. You've since backed off the argument, correct, Solana?
I haven't decided yet. I haven't decided.
Throwing pillows, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll talk with Craig Minervini about the Panthers and the Marlins next. Speaking of the Panthers, I always see now on the broadcast, you could see the BNT Impact Windows and Doors logo behind the goals there. We're in the heart of hurricane season. I love talking about BNT Impact Windows and Doors. We all just went through Isaias, of course. That became a very stressful weekend for a lot of people. Certainly in my neighborhood, I saw people boarding up their house. I don't have to do that anymore because of BNT Impact Windows and Doors. They installed PGT custom windows and doors in my house. It reduces your stress level. I mean, you know that the hurricane is coming or a storm is coming, but you know that you've got Impact Windows and Doors, and it's just a different feeling. So BNT is the company that I recommend. You get these PGT custom windows and doors installed. It's protecting everything. I say this every day. If you're going to live in South Florida, I plan on living here the rest of my life. If you're going to live in South Florida for a long time, hurricane season is coming every year. Doesn't matter whether you want it or not. It is coming every year. So instead of having to always go to Home Depot and look for plywood or get the shutters out and you don't even know if they're going to cover the window the right way, do yourself a favor. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Make PGT Impact Windows and Doors a reality in your home in the near future. Phone number for BNT is 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. All right, we'll talk a little Marlins and Panthers with Craig Minervini next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Dan, you would snort my ashes if I died?
You don't even have to ask. You know I would.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you.
Hawk and Crowder.
Expecting a little something more celebratory. Minervini was in the studio for a huge Panthers victory. I don't know what you're thinking, Solana. I mean, come on. This is a huge, it was win or go home. What's happening here?
This is a good feel-good song right here.
But it's no respect for Craig Minervini or the Panthers in my estimation.
You want me to mix it up here? Is that what you're waiting for?
I was trying to give you time to see if there was something else that was like, yeah,
this is love-making music. We weren't making love. They were winning games.
Let's see here. Is this my Vokun song?
Yeah, this is your Vokun song.
We're going back in time here.
Vokun!
Oh, way back in time.
Vokun!
That's more like it. Now put on the other song for a second, because Devon Godshaw has been placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. So now I need something less celebratory.
Miami Dolphins
just announced they have placed defensive tackle Devon Godshaw on the reserve COVID-19 list. That does not mean that he has it, by the way. We know that this new list means you've either tested positive for COVID or you're being quarantined after having been in close contact with an infected person or persons. All right, just goofing around there. Craig Minervini is going to join us. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Craig Minervini, studio host for the Florida Panthers and the Miami Marlins on Fox Sports Florida, sometimes does play-by-play for the Marlins games as well. And he is joining us now. How'd you like that little throwback to the Vokun song, Minnie?
Well, I was thinking that other song, I kind of felt like a late night DJ in the city. You know, it's 2:02 in New York City. Boy, is it hot out, huh? Hal Jones,
that's
my engineer.
Exactly.
Oh, the hair,
you're
you know,
exactly
kind of dry,
right.
Isn't it, Hal? Oh, it's 2:03 in New York City.
You see the dimming lights of the city behind you, and it's a nice.
Boy, you get a little lonely in this chair sometimes. How you doing, folks?
Huge, huge victory for the Florida Panthers today. They needed it. Obviously, they needed it because it was a do or die game. But they came out. They were aggressive. Bobrovsky played well again. You have any big takeaways? And by the way, so game four, did I see it announced correctly? It's going to be at noon on Friday.
It's pointing that. I don't know if they officially put that out yet. It looks like that because there's a couple of games that are going to be on the schedule. I don't know if it's official yet. It's going in that direction, which is fine.
Okay,
they're used to getting up. I think it's fine. I like these. Actually, personally, I love these noon games. But I think the team is fine, too. They get on the ice first. Don't forget that ice is being used a lot. So they're getting pretty good ice there in Toronto. It was a great game today. They needed it. You know, they really needed this for more ways than one. We needed it as fans, reporters. And the team needed it to get a little mojo going. They can win this series. It's only two more games. It's not a best of seven where you're down 3-0.
Well, we kind of said that. It's not a best of seven where you're down 3-0. It's a five-game series. If you win Friday, you're down to a one-game series. And the Islanders are not that much better personnel-wise than the Panthers. I can make an argument that the Panthers are a better team.
I think the Panthers have the better players up and down the lineup, although the Islanders have better depth perhaps. And they play that style. You know, Jen, you probably played some of these teams that play sort of a ground control game. I mean, they play a defensive style, and it's frustrating. And, you know, the Panthers had not had a two-goal. This is the sixth game they played against them this year, three in the regular season. They had not had a two-goal lead at all in the entire series until today.
And Big Dog, does this run through Bobrovsky? Because he played great yesterday. He played amazing, but then the game one, he gave up four. Like, does this playoff run through Bob?
I think it's a fair thing to say, and most times when you get a hot team in the playoffs in the NHL, it's like, you know, a hot point guard, a hot quarterback, a hot slugger or a pitcher. It does go through the goalie. It's the most important position by far. You've got to have a great goalie. Unless you're scoring seven and giving up five, you know, nobody really does that. You have to have a great goalie, and he has to be great on the big stops. And today, the Panthers, one takeaway I had, Hawk, is that they gave up too many break-ins, puck up behind you, you know, choice A chances with nobody in front of the Islanders. He stopped all of them, like five or six of those, which is too many to give up. But, yes, he was great today in a back-to-back, too, don't forget. They get a day off tomorrow. And they were great on the power play. They were more disciplined, and the Islanders made two dumb plays to cost them penalties with too many men on the ice is virtually inexcusable. And then the other play where it's a hockey thing with the trapezoid behind the net where the goalie's not allowed to play the puck unless it's in that trapezoid. And he played it about 2 feet outside. You rarely see this goal, and the Panthers scored a power play goal on that.
Yeah, it was excellent. Craig Minervini is with us. You talk about you like the noon start and the ice isn't all chopped up and whatnot. Personally, from a selfish point of view, so our show starts at 2, means we have to watch the third period while we're doing the show because we're on both radio stations. and I hate it. And I was hoping Friday that it would be a later game so I could actually watch a third period in peace.
Yeah.
But that being said, so when the game is over, we were doing the show. We were in the 2 o'clock hour. I saw the Coach Quenneville talking with the media afterwards. But obviously, we have our sound off. He say anything today right. That was revelatory or worth noting?
He did. He did say one thing. He said was that it's very tough telling guys that they're not playing, and he benched Mike Matheson, who's one of their defensemen, top to four defensemen, and Frank Vetrano. That was another guy who's, has been a 20 to 15 to 20 goal scorer for them. Bench both of them in a do or die game. So that has repercussions. The guys they brought in did great, and I think they're going to need the other two if they go deep. But it worked today for sure. And that was one of the things he said. And also the fact that it was a team effort. The Panthers are not going to win just on their first line. They need the other lines to go. They're not talented enough to win, and nobody really is with one line. And they got contributions today. Boyle scored, and Eric Halla scored a goal.
And Craig, with this COVID season, with the restart, we all know what's going on. You have a way better hockey eye than I do. What's changing? What has changed in hockey with the layoff and then the restarting and now the play-in games and very peculiar season? What is hockey? What different in hockey now that we have this very different 2020 COVID season?
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. I said yesterday on the post game, the Panthers are going to have to play their best August game ever. That's one thing. It's so weird, to be playing hockey in August. It doesn't even feel right. But I tell you what, the NHL did a great job. I think, I haven't watched enough of the hoops. You guys maybe can chime in. I think the NHL look and sound is the best I've seen of the major four sports, and soccer I've thrown too. I think soccer, they've done a good job. With the crowd sound, they've used the local organs. So the Panthers today were the home team, and you heard the Let's Go Panthers chants, and they actually even had the Panthers anthem singer on tape at the beginning of the game. But the biggest difference is, there's been a long layoff for sure, and guys are, you would think a little rusty, but they're going after it. I don't know about playing with nobody in the audience. I think they've done a good job creating the energy in the building to give it a feel that it's not a scrimmage game or a youth hockey peewee game in some place where there are only parents there and you don't even have that.
Yeah, I think it looks and sounds great. I've been impressed with all the sports broadcasts. In fact, we do a segment on our show on Tuesdays called Cheers 2. And my cheers too yesterday was to all the local sports broadcasters, you and Paul Severino, and I'm gonna name everybody now, but Eric Reed, John Crotty, and Jason Jackson, everybody. I think the broadcasts have been fantastic, locally and nationally. You feel like you're watching a traditional hockey game or a traditional basketball game. Obviously, basketball is a little bit different because of the virtual fans that they have there and whatnot, but you still get that energy that's going on. I got to ask you, Craig Minervini is with us. You watch him on Fox Sports Florida. I got to ask you about the Marlins, too. I'd be remiss if I didn't. I cannot believe it. So I'm floored that the Marlins, first, you're off for months. Then you're off for a week plus and not able to leave your hotel room. They take the field last night. Don Mattingly may not even know all the players on the team. Pablo Lopez looks great on the mound. They're swinging the bat. Like, did this surprise you last night, what the Marlins did?
Yes. You know what else surprised me? And somebody told me that the Marlins were pick 'em or something.
Bet against them. I bet against them.
I mean,
I did.
I understand why. I mean, and what was the odds? Were they even money?
So the Marlins... The Marlins were a slight underdog. I thought they were going to be a huge, huge underdog. So it was,
me too.
I think it was lay 113 on Baltimore to win 100.
Okay.
And I think
so
the Marlins
almost,
were like plus 105. So it wasn't
very
it was
close.
Pick 'em.
Surprising. Whatever those guys know what they're talking about. Plus, you're going against the
I guess
the
so.
The lefty Means. The lefty Means is an all-star pitcher, and you figure Pablo's not going to be sharp. And who are these guys? You're right. Mattingly doesn't even know some of them. 17 players, I think, on the 30 were not on the roster a week and a half ago, on the opening day roster, that is. They called some guys up. So, amazing effort. It does help you playing the Orioles. They're obviously not a very good team, a team in trying to get back into it. But the Orioles have played good baseball. They were 5-3 this year coming into that game. So I was surprised. I hope they can just stay healthy, get some of these guys back, hang in there, which is all you kind of have to do this year to have a shot and make some interesting September baseball. But that's a lot to ask right now. I think you're just happy to see a game and see the guys playing well, see some of the guys coming up. Harrison made a great catch last night in center field. And, you know, it's fun to have sports, right, for you guys to talk about games and playoffs in the NBA are coming up. It's a lot more fun, NFL. Hopefully that'll occur than talking about what might be.
Hey, and Craig, everybody's been, criticizing the Marlins. They get rid of, Giancarlo and all the big names when they got rid of those guys and trying to rebuild the team. But I have to find the credit for yesterday because Hawk put my money with his, and the Marlins embarrassed us 4-0. Like, who gets credit?
Wait a second. Just so Craig knows, we had money on the Panthers today, though, and because we got it all back because I knew they weren't getting swept.
But
good
Craig
pick
is
on the Panthers.
Is this Mattingly?
It was even money on the Panthers.
Is this Mattingly the farm system? Like, who should I give credit for that game yesterday? Because I was extremely impressed by game one coming back and blowing out the Orioles.
Yeah, I think yesterday you give credit to Mattingly, first of all, for getting the guys ready to play this game in particular. And obviously Mike Hill and the staff for making some of these moves they made to bring guys in. Some of them, were shelved by other teams. Some of them you've heard of before, had some history. And then in a wider picture, they're ranked now. They got the six, along with the Padres, the top six prospects out of 100 in major leagues are the Padres and the Marlins. So they've turned that around. They've got pitching depth now. I mean, they didn't even call up Sixto Sanchez, who might be the best of all the pitchers they have. He's a right-hander that they got in the Realmuto deal. And JT may not even resign with the Phillies. The Marlins tried to sign Realmuto. He didn't want to stay. So they made a deal where they were able to get a great pitcher, among others, and he's going to be down the line. So I like the direction the Marlins are going. Yes, it was no question, Channing. It was tough for all of us to lose players that we all knew. But quite frankly, nobody showed up to see those guys either. So I wish all the people arguing would show up to see these guys when they're here.
I differ. I'm not going to get into a long debate, but I differ with Craig on a lot of his takes on that. And we've had our Twitter debates over it. But I will say this. Craig Minervini is with us.
I will say this.
I know they've only played four games, but the Marlins have looked damn fun for the four games that they've actually been on the field this season. I don't know if you can extrapolate those four games out to a 60-game season or beyond that 162-game season, but with the four games that they've been on the field this season, they've been fun.
Yes. I agree, Hawk, and I think the difference is you have some major league hitters in there this year that have some savviness and experience. Jesus Aguilar, who hit 35 homers a couple years ago, was an all-star. Kind of got, in the doghouse last year a little bit, didn't get as much opportunity. He's got a purpose. He's a big guy, and he's not only big, he's nimble at first base, which you haven't seen as much yet, but he's a good first baseman. And then you got Corey Dickerson, who's a professional hitter. He's hit over 300 four times. You got Villar, who stole 40 bases and hit 24 homers. These guys are healthy, thank goodness. So those three guys are a big addition. All of a sudden, your lineup looks a lot deeper. And how much do you like, if anybody's been watching, Francisco Cervelli? I mean, this guy,
awesome.
He's into the game. He's the catcher. He's pumping his fist on a strikeout in the third inning. He's smiling. Hits a homer. He's waving to nobody in the crowd. And he's having a good time out there. And that's fun, I think, for all of us to enjoy.
Are you on the doubleheader broadcast at all today,
or
you get
not.
Off because you
Otherwise,
did the Panthers?
I would not be talking. I think they're on the air right now. I'm going to.
Yeah, I think it just started.
I'm going to do Marlins tomorrow, and then back with Panthers now for at least hopefully a couple more games, and if they win, then they'll be in the first round next week.
This? Two seven-inning games today. That's going to be strange. I was watching
Weird.
Paul Severino and Todd Hollinsworth yesterday. They were trying to figure out, when do you do the seventh-inning stretch? But I guess it's in the fifth inning.
Maybe they have middle of – it is weird. It's a good idea, I think, for this year. I don't like the DH normally. I get it this year. I hope they go back the other way. I don't think they will. I really don't.
What about the extra innings, run around second?
I hate it. I hate it, but I understand it this year. But come on. I mean, I don't like the college football either, where they put the ball in 20 and you get scores back and forth, and you get the reason. I don't like it. But
like 3-on-3 overtime hockey?
I do like the 3-on-3.
Yeah, I love that.
I'll take the 3-on-3 because I don't like I used to like the shootout more. You know what else was funny to me? I don't know if you guys have flip-flopped on this. I used to love replay. I thought it was the greatest thing ever. They need more. I hate the replay now. I don't like the
in all instances.
Like. No, not in all instances. I shouldn't say that. I don't like the slide to second base where you're an absolute millimeter off the base somehow.
Right.
And only with a zoom in and slow technology you realize, you know, the guy's keeping his glove on there for 2 minutes. That's not the spirit of replay.
Hockey, they do that on an offside sometimes where the tip
of the skate. I don't like it
in
offside.
Yes.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
It's too microscopic, Craig. Because football with the pass interference, if a guy is touching the jersey, it's pass interference. God. But he did not mess this guy up from catching the ball. This damn dude can't catch. I'm with you.
It's a video game now. You know, it's. I don't like those parts. Play at first base. For me, I would do the replay. Like, plays at first base, plays at the plate, and after seventh inning on, whatever you want.
But how do you like
these plays?
How do you like my idea for the end of the season? I came up with this yesterday. If the Marlins still, miss another few games or whatever, and they haven't played enough games, you have, instead of 2 7-inning games, you have one day where you play 9 1-inning games.
That'd be fun. What's going to happen? I love it. 9 1-inning games today.
9 1-inning games.
I love it. What is going to happen if the Marlins play 38 games and have the best win percentage? You tell me they're giving you a playoff spot?
There has to be a minimum number of games. It's got to be at least like 50 or so, right?
I don't know. You wonder. You know, you do wonder.
Craig Minervini.
Hey, the best news for baseball? Last thought there, I know you leave, is that the Phillies didn't have anybody positive after that series.
Yes,
I think
that
was
totally
huge.
Huge. Totally agree. Craig Minervini, watch him tomorrow on Fox Sports Florida with the Marlins game. You got Marlins 2 games tonight.
Friday.
And then tomorrow Marlins, right?
You're right.
I know his schedule better than him. He's got the Marlins tomorrow and then the Panthers on Friday.
You got it.
All right. Craig Minervini. Thanks, Craig.
Good to be with you guys. Thanks.
See you, man. Craig Minervini there. That was interesting because I know he's like
– awesome.
He gets caught up in like the little things, but I know that certain things drive him crazy, and obviously the replay drives him crazy. But I do hate when they use that on an offsides on like hockey where it is – I'm telling you, the tip of a skate on the line – And it calls off a goal. I absolutely hate that. And they did away with it, right? For football, for the pass interference, I think they did away with it, right?
Yeah, and I think they did away with it with hockey. Like those in motion plays, the grabbing, the pulling, you can do. But offsides in hockey and passing, like yes, those split second plays, bro, take it out. NFL took it out, and I hope NHL follows it up with that.
Yeah, that's got to be human. If there's human error, there's human error. All right, we are rapidly approaching the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, just 20 minutes away.
I gotta tell y'all about Lou Macro Chevrolet and my good friend, my homeboy Eric Nunez. He's the COO, coolest dude in the world. Eric's been telling me that there these other garbage dealerships, they're trying to trick you. There's a lot of fake deals out there. Fake pricing going on. Don't fall for it. Don't take the price on the commercial or the internet and go down there and let them gut you. No one sells Chevys for less than Lou Macro Chevrolet. Trust me, that's nobody. Stop falling for the fake pricing nonsense out there. Lou Macro is family owned and operated. That's why they don't like to do that. They don't like to just sell you something and then change it when you get down there. They have been selling Chevys the best price since the 50s. That's right, since the 50s. My parents were children, and Lou Macro Chevrolet has been helping out generations and generations for the best deals on Chevys you can get. Nobody sells for less. Trust me. That's why y'all know I got my Suburban in the driveway. Y'all know I hook up all my buddies with Chevy. Anybody needs a truck, they're getting a Silverado. You know how Chevy does me. And I'm not crazy. I'm going to go to the best, and that's Eric Nunez and Lou Macro Chevrolet. They have 2 locations, one in Coconut Creek and one in Pompano. Thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles out there. They're in stock and they're ready for immediate delivery. If you want to go in, they're doing it for you. Go in. There's a sales staff. You can test drive like normal. If you're uncomfortable with going in, stay there. Stay home. You know, do it online, and they will deliver it to you. Immediate delivery is available right now at Lou Back Row. They are the one-stop shop for anything you need. And if you see yourself in a Chevy, go to Lou Back Row because they're going to give you that best price. No one sells for less. You got to take it from me, a dedicated customer of about a decade now. Go to one of those two locations. They'll treat you like family, and you get the best price guaranteed. Lou Back Row Chevrolet, the lowest real prices. That's what Eric had to tell. I talked to Eric. The lowest real prices. Prices you're going to get anywhere. Lou Back Row Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, let's take a real quick break, and then we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Despite plans to play a full season, Roger Goodell, he's outlined a basic ticket refund policy for all 32 teams in the event that games are played without fans or if they're completely canceled. Hello? Uh-oh.
Hock and Crowder.
Solana just made me laugh coming in. I forgot about this. So we're talking with Craig Minervini in the last segment. And I mean, everyone who listened to this show knew what happened because Crowder dropped a big dog on him on the first. Is that what you were cutting up, Solana?
And big dog, does this run through Bobrovsky?
Now, listen, because Crowder is very good at always referring to the guests by name. Yeah. And listen to this again. We have Craig Minervini on in the last segment. Here's the first question Crowder asked him.
And Big Dog, does this run through Bobrovsky?
And Big Dog. And so I immediately text Crowder, Big Dog with a question mark. And then...
I have to be honest.
Crowder texts me. Crowder texts me back. You called him Mini, which his name is Minervini. So I called him Mini. He goes, and I know him as Craig, and I got caught up in the air. And I responded with Big effing dog. Big dog. And then people started texting in too. Big dog. Everybody knew. And then you straight. And I obviously, I did, because I mean, obviously, you know Craig. So it wasn't even like we had a guest on that we'd never heard of before or whatever. Like, he knows Craig. I just caught him in the air because I don't think he'd ever heard him referred to as Mini before. And
that's,
I think I had you second guessing yourself.
Because I got the people behind you, what you say, pull the curtains back. Like, I have to highlight the people's names when we're doing interviews. Like, I'm, you know, I don't know if it's CT or what, but like, I have my little system. When you said Mini, it ruined my life. I was like, what's going on here? Glitch in the Matrix. I didn't know. And y'all know my go-to. Hey, Big Dog. What's up, Big Bro?
Man.
You know, it's Big Dog or Bro. I'm going to go with Big Dog or Bro.
Well, you could have not called him a name, and it would have been less obvious than, and Big Dog.
But, you know, I like to friendly up to people. What up, Big
But
Dog?
It's not
what
friendly if it's obvious that you don't know his name at that point, even though you did know his name. You knew it was Craig. Why didn't you just say Craig?
I don't know, because you killed me with the Mini. Stop switching up stuff, Hawk. This is on you. We're a
this
team, man.
You know what? Now I want to hear the Boogeyman montage. See if you can find that, Solana. So was it Vinny Trocheck that was on with us?
It was Trocheck, yes.
Yeah, Vinny Trocheck was on with us, and Bob Bugner was still the head coach of the Florida Panthers. And Crowder, you know, he's trying to be all familiar. And so he's asking Vinny about Coach Bugner, but he keeps referring to him as Boogeyman, which I found to be wildly weird in the context of the interview, to be referring to the coach as Boogeyman over and over. And then I had to stop the interview with Vinny Trocheck just to have Crowder explain himself. Let's hear the little, and then I think it was Falero turned it into a song. Let's hear that.
Hey, yo,
light skin.
And the Boogeyman, Coach Bugner, did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did Boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him Boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Why would you call him
Boogeyman?
Vinny
just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. 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 Boogeyman.
I was dying for you to call Craig Boogeyman at one point. That would have made me laugh. I'd have fallen out.
Let, let me tell you what this is. I'm not going to lie. This is when we had Ronnie Brown on. And you know the name, people's initials, RB, Ronnie B, all that. Remember when I called him my nickname that me and him, you know, where we're good friends, I called Ronnie Black.
Black.
And remember halfway through that interview, you had to stop it and be like, can I say Black? Like, I don't know if I can. This is
so
what
you didn't know if you could call him Mini?
I didn't know what Mini was. It's like when I broke out Black, you broke out Mini. And I was like, what the hell is a Mini? Oh, my goodness. Big
so
dog.
Great,
yes, that's all what
right,
happened.
We've got the, there you go. That's what happened behind the scenes. All right, we've got the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour coming up. There is Dolphins news, ladies and gentlemen. You've got Devon Godshow news. You've got Albert Wilson news. There's a lot of Dolphins news, so we will get you up to speed on that as we enter the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
It is cloudy over here in Davie. It's hurricane. It's rainy season. You know what's about to go on this time of year. Let J&K Roofing get that roof right. Please, I'm telling you, I had a leak. About a month and a half ago, I had a little spot on my ceiling in my bedroom. Next day, it was triple the size. I had to call Donnie. I had to call J&K Roofing to come out and they assessed the situation, and they came out and got me right. J&K Roofing is South Florida's premier roofing company for over 41 years. You can't be the best. You can't not know what you're doing and go for over 41 years. J&K is the best. They practice social distancing. Like I said, they were at my house about a day and a half. Didn't even have to come in my house to protect my palace, protect my family, get my roof right. J&K Roofing is the best. And you have to let J&K come out and assess the situation because there are some great financing offers right now through Y-Green. I took advantage of them. You got to call J&K and let them come out and check you out. If it's residential, if it's commercial, your business, there's a roofing problem there. Call J&K Roofing. There's no job too big. There is no job too small. And Donnie told me how he has been the best for over 40 years. There's two things customers want is what he said. I want to make my customers happy, and customers want extremely high-skilled workers and top-quality material, and that's what J&K gives you. And I can attest to it. The workers are on time. They're professional. They're respectful, and they get the job done. And the material, shingle, gravel, tile, metal, whatever you're looking for. I had some clay barrel stuff. They found the exact match, and J&K Roofing got me right. The quality of service, the safety, and the health, it blew my mind, and it will blow your mind because that's how you do it for over 40 years, being the best. And like I said, rainy hurricane season's here. You don't want to be around right now with a bad roof. Give J&K Roofing a call today, 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows that we're all in this thing together.
All right, we will catch you up on what's going on with the Miami Dolphins next on Hockman and Crowder.
And Big Dog, does this run through Bobrovsky?
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
Meow.
Hock and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.